It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. College students in Wisconsin could start seeing more bachelor's degree programs that take only 3 years to complete rather than four.
This is part of a nationwide movement seeking to make college more affordable and get students into the workforce more quickly.
Last week, the Board of Regents for the Universities of Wisconsin approved a policy revision that will allow UW campuses to offer reduced credit degree programs, often called three-year degrees. These would require a minimum of 90 credit hours to graduate rather than 120.
None of these three-year programs have been introduced on UW campuses yet, but the rule change means they could happen in the future. Later, we'll hear from a professor at UW River Falls about what this change could mean for his campus.
And this year, Mount Mary University became the first four-year college in Wisconsin to offer reduced credit bachelor's degrees, what they call Thrive in Three.
This semester, the university rolled out Thrive in Three programs for cybersecurity and digital marketing majors. In the fall, it'll launch a three-year social work degree program. Kristen Cariotti is Dean of the School of Arts and Sciences at Mount Mary University in Milwaukee. Kristen, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here.
What got the conversation started at Mount Mary about, hey, maybe we should try this concept of the three-year bachelor degree?
There's been a growing conversation about three-year degrees or reduced credit degrees for some time now. So they have started to, you know, started on the West Coast, where some schools were able to add these to their degree offerings. And there's a movement called College in Three that we've been following to see, you know, what's happening in the space and can we be a part of it. So the faculty started to discuss, you know, which of our majors would fit this new model.
And ultimately, you identified cybersecurity and digital marketing as programs that would have the, you're calling it Thrive in Three set up. Why those two departments, at least as the starting degrees?
So we know that there's jobs there. The job outlook was really fantastic. And we looked at some high tech areas where we knew that employers are saying that they need college graduates and they're not discriminating against students who have a reduced credit degree versus a traditional 120 credit degree.
I wanted to ask about that. There might be a perception out there that, hey, there's about three quarters of the requirements here. Is this three quarters of a bachelor's degree? What would you say to those potential employers of Mount Mary three-year grads to say, no, this is still okay?
Yeah, it's a great question. We've been doing the four-year model for so long. A lot of times we don't question what goes into those 4 years. And I can tell you that the core curriculum, like the gen ed courses, are exactly the same. So whether you're doing reduced credit or 120 credit degrees, and you can do both. A student could come to Mount Mary and do the cybersecurity degree in 4 years. Let's say they're a student athlete or they want a double major. That's still an option to them. But the core curriculum is the same and the major requirements are the same. The difference is the number of electives that they would take or a minor or double major that they would choose to get to that 120 credits.
The argument, I think, is, hey, a bachelor's is supposed to be, you know, not just a career prep thing. It's a well-rounded thing. And as you mentioned, the general education requirements are still there, but fewer electives. Was that concern raised on campus that, hey, this isn't going to be what we traditionally think of as that well-rounded bachelor's degree?
Absolutely. You know, change is hard. And we do have to look at what is the market demand. What are students looking for in their degrees? And we have to respond to that. So yeah, absolutely. Of course, there was some pushback, but ultimately the faculty voted in to do these. We also have a new major in social work that's reduced credit. And we've got a couple more coming down the pipeline.
And this is brand new, but you mentioned a demand from employers. How about demand from students so far? What has been the reaction from incoming and prospective students to this concept?
You know, so like I said, they still have the option for either one. They can do, like I said, if they want a four-year experience, they can absolutely still have that. But if they want a three-year experience that comes with overall less tuition, they get into their job sooner, they start earning money sooner. You know, we do think that is an option that some students will be interested in.
And what did it take to, once you decided, hey, these are the two programs we're starting with, and then social work, as you mentioned, coming up, and then another one, what goes into getting that department, getting that degree program ready? How much runway is there before you're able to tell students, okay, this is ready to rock for you now?
Mm-hmm. The two major things are getting it through faculty. So any changes to curriculum have to be voted on by our faculty. That comes with hurdles, but also because we're a smaller institution, we're able to make some of these changes quicker than the UW system, for example, where that would take quite a bit of bureaucracy and red tape to get through. But the two main things are our faculty have to agree to it, and then we send it on to, well, also Board of Trustees, but they've been really supportive of these reduced credit majors. But then our accreditor, which is the Higher Learning Commission, HLC, they also have to agree to the reduced credit programs.
On a wider note, there are concerns on campuses, I think of all sizes around the country, that sheer demographics, we've got smaller generations of incoming students, a lot of people thinking about different ways to rethink what universities do, whether that's classes for high school students, returning students, and more. Is this part, do you think, of a wider effort to rethink, you know, what the role of a college and of a university is in 2026?
Absolutely. And we have to do a lot of things, right? It's not just one thing. You know, there's no silver bullet, but there's a lot of things that we have to do to adapt. You know, we have to look at, for example, we just looked at our voted in a new core curriculum. This was not just a minor change. This was a total overhaul of our core. So looking at, you know, what skills and aptitudes do we want our students to have in their gen ed courses? And we had to trim it down. You know, it was pretty big, and we had to trim it down to something that was going to be more marketable for transfer students. And so we're always looking at these, you know, how do we adapt? How do we stay in front of the demands of students and employers? And this is just one thing that we're doing.
Now, the common question up to this point, I think, for that high school student coming out of school, wanting higher education of some sort, might have been, you know, some sort of two-year program, maybe at a technical college, or the traditional four-year bachelor's degree. Who do you see in this sweet spot for the three-year degree? Who, if parents and students were talking to you, who would you be kind of steering toward that three-year concept, apart from obviously the majors involved?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it is recognized as a bachelor's degree. So in 3 years, you get a bachelor's degree. It's just one more year than you would if you were looking at an associate's. So I would say there's a lot of value in a bachelor's degree, but to be able to do that at, you know, 75% of the cost, less time, get into a job sooner, it's those students who are maybe more career focused or, you know, wanting to just get into their job sooner versus that four-year college experience.
Kristen, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That's Kristen Cariotti, Dean of the School of Arts and Sciences at Mount Mary University in Milwaukee, which just launched two reduced credit degree programs in cybersecurity and digital marketing. These three-year bachelor's degrees could come to UW campuses after the Board of Regents opened the door last week. Leaders at UW-Madison have said they don't expect the Madison campus to offer widespread reduced credit programs anytime soon. UW-Milwaukee has said it's exploring the option in the early stages of identifying which programs could be candidates, but it may or may not move forward with three-year bachelor's degrees. There are 11 other campuses in the UW system that could consider that new policy. So far, no campus officials have come forward with concrete plans to adopt three-year bachelor's degrees. Neil Krause is a professor of political science at UW-River Falls and president of United Falcons, the campus branch of the American Federation of Teachers, Wisconsin. Neil, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.
Well, Neil, we have this decision from the UW Regents saying, hey, campuses, you can look at this concept of a three-year bachelor's degree. What is your initial reaction to that concept?
Well, as somebody who's been studying higher ed for about 10 years now, I was stunned that it was actually a serious conversation, let alone kind of how quickly it went at the Board of Regents. A 90-credit three-year bachelor's is a radical overhaul of the four-year degree. And there was, to my knowledge, no discussion on our campus or across the UW. There was no real discussion of this at all, consultation with faculty or anyone. So for a whole lot of reasons, I'm opposed to it. And like I said, I was very, very surprised that it was advanced as quickly and without any real debate as it was.
Well, the decision doesn't create these three-year degrees. It opens the door, I guess, for campuses to go through that process that that you're saying didn't happen with the Regents. If, say, UW-River Falls or another campus were to start approaching this idea, what process would you want to see that go through to consider before trying to put something like this into practice?
Well, I would hope that there would be widespread consultation with faculty, with shared governance. It's a significant change. And, you know, I've been at River Falls, I've been in the UW since the fall of 2005. And the one thing that we have always understood as we have advised students is that the 120 credits is non-negotiable. No debate. The four-year degree has to have 120 credits. And now, just very casually, well, perhaps we can open the door for 90-credit three-year degrees. It's just, like I said a moment ago, I'm just completely stunned that this is even a serious conversation.
And what would your objection be to that 90-credit, that three-year bachelor's degree concept?
Well, I mean, I think I have a handful of objections. First of all, the notion that employers can't find enough college degree holders, like in technical fields especially, is just not true. There's a glut of tech workers in our economy. There has been for quite some time. And, you know, the notion that we're going to simply restructure our programs, employers are, they have interests and they are representing their interests. It's in their interest to get as many graduates as possible for these technical degrees. So that's, you know, one of my objections. Also, just the notion that students who got a three-year 90-credit degree, they're going to be 25% less educated. College is a good thing. We learn a lot from taking a variety of courses. Every year, if you talk to any faculty member, they will get students who are juniors and seniors who decide to change course. You know, they took an art class or they took a history class or an astronomy class and they want to change majors and it's late in the game. And that's called college. That's called learning. That's called exploration. And it's really one of the fundamental purposes of a degree and of going to college. So, you know, I mean, I could talk more about that, but the whole notion that this is even being taken seriously by educators is just remarkable to me. Absolutely remarkable.
On the side of parents and students, the notion that, hey, I could pay 3 years of tuition or take on only 3 years of student loan debt as opposed to four will be appealing to some people. Is there a cost for the student argument to be made there?
I would agree, Rob. I mean, I've been arguing, AFT Wisconsin's been arguing for years that public higher education should be much more affordable. And then it's a question of the priorities that our campuses and the UW system are spending money on. Cost is an issue. Public higher ed used to be very, very inexpensive. Private higher ed used to be relatively inexpensive. Those things are not true anymore. You know, the state has gradually scaled back the contribution, and this has happened in all 50 states, which has driven up the cost of public higher ed. Private schools would have to answer a different set of questions as to why many of them are so expensive. But cost is absolutely an issue, and cost can be addressed in a whole multitude of ways. Aside from just this race to the bottom, well, let's just chop off 25% of the degree. I've said, maybe it's not even sarcastic. Why stop at 90? Why not make a 60-credit bachelor's degree? This is outrageous, Rob, in my view, that this is even being considered seriously. If more people don't make that argument, before you know it, we're going to have these three-year 90-credit degrees implemented and, you know, that would be an absolute tragedy for our students and for the public, in my view.
It seems like there's a core philosophical, I guess, dispute here. What is a college degree? Is it a piece of paper that you need to get a job, or is it something other than that vocational preparation? I think I know which way you're going to lean here. Talk about that contradiction a little bit, please.
Well, I mean, I think it's both, though. You know, I'm not suggesting that anybody should go to college and not think about what they want to do when they get out. But, and I'm sure if you ask around friends and colleagues of yours, and when I talk to people outside the academy, people study all kinds of things and get into all kinds of different fields. There's a handful of jobs that really necessitate you study a certain kind of thing as a student. But, you know, you can go into business and you can major in sociology and go work in business, or you can major in chemistry and then go work in finance or sales or what have you. So I think it's really both. I mean, we can stipulate that, yes, you should think about your career and think about what you want to start in a career in anyway, or graduate school. But also, and these two things are connected, you want to take, you know, a wide range of courses. You want to explore, you want to figure out what you want to do for the rest of your life. Not many of us, I don't think, knew when we were 18 or 19 exactly what we wanted to do when we were 30 or 40 or 50. And yet we treat graduating seniors from high school like that. Like, hey, you have to know this and you have to go study this particular thing. And then we erroneously suggest that this major will lock you into these jobs when that's just not the case in most majors. So I think it can be both. I think it can be a time when students think about and consider and perhaps take courses or a major that they want to then work in that field. Or they can also think about, hey, I want to be an educated person and I want to take a wide range of courses and I'll figure it out when I get there in terms of graduate education or employment. But these two things are not either or. They work together, in my view.
There have been concerns in recent years, decades really, declining numbers of faculty at a lot of institutions, more reliance on less paid or untenured teaching roles of various sorts, adjuncts and things like that. Do you see, you know, hey, if we're saying 3-year degrees instead of 4, more movement in that direction? 3 years, well, we need 3/4 of the staff.
Oh, I think that's absolutely going to be on the table. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any official discussion, let alone pushback, of sort of deprofessionalizing college faculty, of the increasing use of part-time faculty, which, by the way, hurts everyone. It hurts the students because they get faculty who are not connected to the institution. They're probably working multiple places because they have to, because the pay is so low. It hurts the individual faculty members because they're spread thin over sometimes a fairly large geographic area, trying to teach all over the place. But yeah, I think it's just more of kind of a race to the bottom sort of mentality. And I would also add, you know, that the state, and I know the UW doesn't want to talk about this, has another pretty significant budget surplus. It's as if we can't talk about that, because then that deflects from a conversation about cutting things, right? Well, it should, because we have, yet again, we're in very, very good fiscal shape as a state, and we're talking about the potential of reducing the 4-year degree to 3 years and 90 credits. It's just amazing to me.
We'll leave it there. Neil, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Neil Krause, professor of political science at UW River Falls and president of United Falcons, the campus branch of the American Federation of Teachers, Wisconsin. Earlier, we heard from Kristen Cariotti, dean of the School of Arts and Sciences at Mount Mary University in Milwaukee. We've been talking about 3-year bachelor's degree programs, which Mount Mary rolled out this semester. UW campuses could follow suit after the Board of Regents last week approved a policy change allowing for these reduced credit degree programs.